Let's begin. We're up to Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazem. Is there a mitzvah Bizman Hazem to go to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim? Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, Daf Dalet Amud Beis is on the V'sugi Mavur Shalachar Chum Beis Hamikdash Ein Shayaros Mitzuyos Be'eretz Yisrael B'mnei Shalosh Shechichim Oilei Regalim. That's the Gemara. The reason why you have to say before Nei Nechtav or before Nei Nechtam is because they don't. The people who live in Galus, the people who live in Chutz Diaries, do not frequently come to Eretz Yisrael. People do not know who. We don't know who's who. That's one of the reasons. The two reasons, but one of the reasons the Gemara is because people do not frequent. Wow, why not? Just because there's been a churban, why is it not shchiach oilei regalim? Is it what?
What purpose would it serve?
Mitzvah. Shalosh pam b'shani yir ekol zuchur chas p'nei Hashem lokecha b'makom asher yivchar. We shall appear.
So where would it be now?
Yerushalayim. So you don't bring a carbon. That you can't do, but at least you should appear. The simple reading of the pasuk is yeiro'e, you shall appear. Shalosh pamim bashana yeiro'e kol zuchurcha. All of your males.
We can't go there.
Yerushalayim is the makom asher yivchar. The mikdash is not the makom asher yivchar. That's the whole Yerushalayim is considered to be the makom asher yivchar Hashem. The whole city has sanctity of kodshei kalim or eating ma'aser sheni. The whole mokum has sanctity. It's certainly fulfillment of a mokum asher yifchar. So even though we cannot bring korbanos, but we should still at least make an attempt to be oil l'regel shalosh pam bashana. So, and it says in the Gemara, as a matter of fact, that it's not common. So the big dilemma is, why is it not common? Is it because it's not practical? It's sakon, it's dangerous, it's too expensive. There's a strike. You can't get on a plane. Mayor, you came back just in time.
Really?
What?
Really?
They canceled the writing strike.
Huh?
It's already canceled the strike.
Yeah, the strike is canceled.
Oh, it was canceled. Okay.
The people live too far away. They were required to go. It was very difficult.
In a chanami, but at least the Gemara would not say. It says here that it's not shchich at all. It's not shchich at all, and the Gemara says that what's one of the reasons why you have to say on again before Nayim Michl, before Nayim Nechtam. So why not? Is it maybe you'll tell me the reason why they don't travel is because of halacha? Like you want to say, since there is no Beis Hamikdash, there's no requirement, or maybe it's because it's not practical. So that is a topic of discussion. B'maritzchias. So those are additional details. There are details, and there's a general. That's part of the discussion. That's part of the discussion. There's still an obligation to appear. Let's see. B'maritz chiyos heir mechulin shemashma shagam liachar churban olam l'regel l'mekaymos shekavum dayanim l'shul mehem harayos. In his writings, he indicates in Masechet Mechulin that after the Churban, they would dayanim, people would go up. After the Churban, people would go up to places to ask the Ikar Hayra. The people, they were Talmidei Chachamim that were living in Eretz Yisrael, and people from Babel would go and make a trip there to Eretz Yisrael to learn from them halacha. He says that the Tanoim, it appears that Tanoim, it was their custom, he's not telling us all the sources, but obviously he has sources that the Tanoim would go to Yerushalayim three times a year. Even after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the bulk of the Tanoim lived after the Churban. The Kosaf Shechidishu Shaloi Zohar is Divrei HaMedrash. Chazis, the Medrash Chazis, it's the name of a Medrash al Pasik. Hinoch Yofer Ayasi, Hinoch Yofer Nachyon. You're beautiful, my beloved. Your eyes are like doves. Shedarshu Ma Yoina Zo Ina Meshkachas Kino. A Yoina does not forget its nest. It will always return to its nest. Kach Yitzchol Ina Fuchshachar Beis Hamikdash. Loibadlu Gimel Ugalam. That's one of his sources. Since Klal Yisrael is compared to a Yoina, to a dove, and a dove does not forget its nest, so too Klal Yisrael does not forget its nest, even though it has been destroyed. Kach Tzien Gam Le'ovois Harosh, Shekosav, that's the name of a sefer, I guess, Shekosav of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, שאף על פי שלח החורבן הכובדי רוסה בביבנה, הוי אוילה לירושלים ברגולם. רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, he lived after the Chorban, during the Chorban, even though he lived in Yavne, he would go three times a year to Yerushalayim. ובשים דבר וכסב, ישרם ישראל מקיימים המצווה זו, בכל דור ודור, בשמחו רבו, בהולכם ביד, שונה בשונה, ודל מדלכם וסרבץ, הקרבים והרחוקים, ולא יחוסו על היצוס רבוס, they don't pity their assets, whatever it cost, it cost. You don't ask the travel agent how much is it going to cost a ticket to go to Eretz Yisrael during Sukkot. Whatever it cost, I make it first class. Whatever it cost. The loyal till tool of the gavra, and we don't care about the difficulty of travel. Mish ein yodav asegas elach berechem v'susim orach beragla v'yav. You can't travel by plane, so go by boat. Kasher isi be'enai kirotz avadecha savadecha v'afar yichayinu v'zuchus kol atzadikim yagin aleinu niska leros b'bisko aleinu v'inu migdashenu beher v'imenu amen. So he concludes here this sefer called the Ovos Harosh. I don't know who that is. Harosh, Ovos Harosh. That you should go, that they did go. It was tradition to go even after the Churban. V'hinei b'shut hatashpeitz. He says a chiddush that the nisim still exist. Yerushalayim, shloim omar adam lechaver tzar li hamakim ki bebeis hakneses she Yerushalayim tshichem laan she hamakim kol hashana umesmales poi pelpeh bal beis hiskabet sham hachoygim yosem hilu meos ish bechag hashvus vekulam bechlasim yoshem beruachem ki adayin hi bekedushasa. The miracle still exists. There's a simen geula shalishes. That's a sign that the Mashiach is coming. You go to the Kaisel, plenty of room. You go to the Kaisel shavuos morning, right? For vesikin, plenty of room. Let me tell you. I was there, and I can tell you, I was literally, nearly crushed to death. Okay? Shavuos morning.
Shavuos morning, Vasikin minute.
I walked an hour from the hotel to the Kaisel to be there for Vasikin. Okay? And I was all the way up front, Kemat. Kemat made it all the way to the front, and I doubted if Vasikin, but boy, did it get crowded. I was literally crushed. So he's telling you over here that in his day it wasn't like that. In the Batei Knesios, when they were Oile Regel, they oimdim tzefufim v'shtachavim revachim. The miracle of the Beis Hamikdash continued, and it's a sign of Geula. Obesevich Hasidim huva Shrabenu Shrabenu Haigoyin Ohal Oile Min Bavli Yerushalayim Bechoshon Bechagasukos V'Hoyimakif Es Harazesim Bechana Rabba Zayin Pom. They did this. This is a very popular minig, is to walk around Harazesim 7 times. It's a lot of walking, no? It's a lot of walking to go around 7 times on the Shana Rabbah. I read about this. He was in the middle. Ach, b'shut loy de bihuda nishal b'davar mashe shmitu ha'poiskim m'maymer ha'gemorah chayv adam l'hakbo p'nei rabba b'regel or b'yisham shedin ha'kabolos p'nei rabba b'regel toli b'chiv ha'li l'regel. Question is, how come it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha, that you m'chuyiv to greet your Rebbe on the Shalosh Shugalim? So the answer is because greeting your Rebbe, your human Rebbe, depends upon greeting the Ribbono Shel Olam. If there is no mitzvah b'zman hazeh to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam Shalosh Pam Hashana, then there's no mitzvah to greet your earthly Rebbe. And he's basically saying that b'zman hazeh after the Churban there is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. There is no full kedusha. And therefore, the same way you do not need to be early regal on the Shalosh Shugalim, you do not need to be mekabel your Rebbe on three times a year.
The Yosh. What? You realize he saved the tourist industry. Everybody today goes to Barbados, they go Cancun, they go Italy.
The Hayois, wow. You can go to both. You can go to both.
So then there will be more planes there to throw. That's all.
The Hayosh about the Seinu Harab Mizman Azen is Kayim Banu Vahashim Osias Mikdashem, I'll make desolate. Shafil Bashash Shimon Kedusha Saul Lech, Vashkina Loy Zosu Mikosa Maravi, Vayanak Nakhalog Company Ashkina Shama Klal, Kilo Chayvoy saw Hatayra Kim Bikarbon Chahigo Vela Saria. The only time you mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is only with a carbon chagiga and a carbon oila. In Cain, Ain Gam Mokum Lachai Lahakul Pnei Rabbi, who is the Chiddush to go into Rebbe is totally Zebzeh, Shesheecha totally Beshedi. The Chinkas of Chassam Sev, Meshuva, Vehayadim, Vehayadis, Nidon, different Sorm, Vehulu, fine. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line over here is Machlekes Apoiskin, Vizman Hazeh, Izra Mitzvah, Lila Regal. From the Gemara, from the Daf, in the Sech, the Gittin, it seems pretty clear. It seems pretty clear from the Gemara with one of the reasons why you need to say on a get before nechta, because shayaros are not mitzuyos, people do not oil the regal. Pashtus is they're not being oil the regal because they hold there's no mitzvah bizman hazeh. I guess you can argue and say it's just not practical, it was not possible due to sakana, due to difficulty in traveling. That would probably be an answer, but the Gemara says the fact that it was not done, it seems to be an indication that it's not required according to halacha. That's a bit controversial, because we've seen chiluki deyos, some gedolim did, we find even after chum they were oil regel, and some are not, and there's a nafgamina lehalacha. Besides being oil regel, are you mechuyif to be mekabel your rebbe if you zoich to have a rebbe? If you have a rebbe who you can be mekabel, are you mechuyif? It's totally zebezeh. If there's a chiyuv, it's manazet to be mekabel the ribbono shel olam in the Beis Hamikdash. If there is, then this as well. If not. Okay, next sugya. Imutur lehachmir yosef midoros hakadmonim. Are you allowed to be more religious in this generation than the previous generations? In the previous generations, they did not have mechitzos. They had mixed seating at weddings. They did not have mechitzos for dancing at weddings. Today we have separate seating, and we have mechitzos. Who says we're allowed to do this? Who says we're allowed to be moitzi?
We learned yesterday that you can't.
Be moitzi las al harishayim. We learned exactly. We learned that that's all part of the issue. Today, give a get. The get must be in front of three people, or is it enough to give in front of one person? So some say you're not allowed to give in front of three people because traditionally it was only given in front of one person, and then you got them to be moitzi las on their previous gidin. They'll say they didn't get a kosher divorce. They did not get a kosher divorce. All of their children are mamzerim. Say nechanami. Besugin bar besugin al sugya bar hedya boy la suya gita. This person, his name was bar hedya. He wanted to bring a get. Also, lekamid rabbi achai dahavi memuna agite. He came rabbi achai. He was in charge. Amalei. Sarachata la moid al kol ois va ois. You have to analyze, make sure everything
is. Watch the guy
write every single letter. You have to watch him, and you instruct him to write the get. You have to watch him write the letter, write the entire get. Also, the comment of Yami, Rabbi Yasi, Amrulai Lloyd Srichas. I never heard of this. You appoint an agent. Sir, you are hereby authorized to write the get. I'm out. See you later, buddy. I'm out of here. I'm out. I'm not going to have to go sit and watch you write the whole get. Maybe you'll say, no, Taka, you should do so. I'm making you a shliach, and if I want to be machmir, nimsa, ata, motzi, laz, al, gitin, hori, shaynim. So this is the sugya, this is the makar that you're not allowed to be more machmir in our generation, in the previous generations. B'sef Yad Malachi. Kosta b'shem ha, harabeinu, I don't know who this is. Sherak bedavar shel ishus loy chashashu hachachamim hakakoidim lilaz b'bnei she'oz im nachmer b'shum inyin nimsu moitzin laz al adoris harishoinim she'osu shaloy kedin v'nimshach mizeh sofik mamzeris gam al hanolodim achshav. This sugya of a get is related to mamzeris. If you're going to be more machmer in this generation, people are going to say that the previous generation they were not kosher gitin, and the neila, all of their subsequent children are mamzerim. That's why there's a hakpada not to be more machmer. But aval b'shar isurim, when it comes to mixed seating, when it comes to mechitzos, when it comes to having a filter on your internet. Previous generation, they didn't have a filter on their internet. Go back 100 years. Go back 100 years ago. They didn't have any filters on their internet service. What?
They didn't have separate seating either.
They didn't have filters.
So this has nothing to do. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with being machmer and being machmer. Achlu davar aser, a different chumis of eating, kashrus, the bugs in the water. What are the bugs in the water? Isn't that a good issue? How says, well, you're going to sit there, Rav Moshe, he drank bugs. Rav Moshe lived on the east side. They didn't have a filter in those days. Achlu davar iser, ma'ada havahave. So he says, no, he says it's no big deal. So whatever was, you're allowed to be machmir in this generation. New chumis are in style. Only time it's not in style, according to this approach, his opinion is only when it comes to matters of ishus. We don't want people to say about other people that mamzerim. You are allowed to be b'machmer. Omnam, not so fast. No, even lav davka gitin, everything is like this. It's not honorable for previous generations. Avram also mentions the thing. I'm not here. That's not my job. Sheyishmeru mash chut alem, you should follow the basics. The tofasta meruba loy tofasta. Don't try to take upon yourself new things. V'lo yishar biyadam loy zev loy zev. You try to take on two mochamer, you'll give it all up. You'll turn away. You'll come up with nothing. Next, now we come to our favorite sefer. B'sha'adim hamitzir lahalacha kasav hinei vaday motel lechol adam lahachmir alatzmei afilu b'davar shemotel legamri shechem mefurish berashi v'taisves eight. Ella, we find Rashi's quoting in the Gemara. I don't know what he's referring to. Beitza daf beis. We find he's allowed to be machmer. Whatever that Rashi says. Ella, shemotzinu neged zebi Yerushalmi, sheshmuel hikbir al rav shehichmer latzmai. Another story. If you amar lo shmuel, kasivna alach zokin mamre. I'm going to write about you that you're a zokin mamre.
But is zokin mamre teaches others?
Enoch Nami, by your example, he doesn't mean literally. We're not talking about a halachic description, a halachic zakin mamre. He just meant to insult him that you're doing things that are new, that no one ever did this before. Don't. Okay, he doesn't mean here when he says here zakin mamre. He does not mean here a halacha. He's just using it as a borrowed term. It's a borrowed term. He's using it as a borrowed expression. You could call someone a mamzer. Do I mean that you are a halachic mamzer? I just want to insult you. You call someone a zakin mamre. Are you a halachic zakin mamre? No, you have to have a bezdin, sanhedrin, and you have to teach the halacha, you have to be warned, you have to do it two times. Not a halachic, just a borrowed expression. Next, Ella shemotzinu, there is lightness and religion extremism. You machmer for the wrong reason. And sometimes you make you're being lenient in the things that you should be machmer on. So he concludes the she'odim b'yisrael. Vidui Rabbeinu Nisim. Check out the Vidui that's printed in the new Sidurim. This is one of the new things they printed in the new Art Scroll Siddur. After 25 years, the 25th anniversary of the Art Scroll Siddur, they made a new edition, and they added 100 more pages of Nusach. 100 more pages of things that they wrote for the new generation. Perek Shira, Vidui. One of the things they add is the Vidui Rabbeinu Nisim. Sha'aymim Kaidim Kol Nidrei. What's the Vidui? What you Hashem said to be lenient in, I knew better. I was smarter than you, Hashem. I was machmir. What you machmir, Hakadosh Baruch Hu hekalta, I was lenient in. When the seals Hashem caused Hashem pama idei shemachmir b'akim shechazal amul lahakil machlush kliach haTorah, you weakening the Torah ve'ayin b'Hashem b'sam v'locha sheherich levar be'ezem mehalochos yishlachmir yosef be'ezem poskim l'kula. Okay, whatever that means. So basically, he wants to point out over here in this paragraph that we read is that in a chanami, it depends. Sometimes it's kedai, it's worthy to be machmir more in this generation than the previous generation, and sometimes not. There is no gen, there is no rule of thumb. Every it's case by case basis. On them, calls them. Generally, but if a person is very weak, everyone has certain vulnerabilities. Some people, they see a woman, they go crazy. Okay, it's a hormonal fact. Some people, they have hormones are very, very strong. And they can walk in the street, they can see a woman, they can go out of their mind. It's even by the goyim. Even by the goyim, there are people that have problems. Okay? So he has to be machmir. Other people don't have this problem. They it's not their big thing. Their big thing is money. Their big thing is they have a time to gamble. Everyone has their weakness. Some people are alcoholics. Everyone has their things. Everyone has to do their follow what they need. Amnam. Kol ze amar b'makom shen chashash ishu b'mashem akilim. When there's no prohibition. Av makom chashash isur. Kvar kasav shu b'zadeshen v'yirid d'var malolu shichem l'limud rav emos sa shachlam nimsa ata moitzi laz v'emos sa v'emas loy amri hachi. Again, it just says you have to be. It all depends. That's what it comes down to. If you're coming to be machmir for no reason, then we apply the principle of motzilas. But when you have a situation where there is a legitimate suffik in halacha, Utstadin Shemin Adin Roy Lahachmir, and there is legitimate recourse to be Machmir, Mut of Yoisalasa is Kedasuchatoiro Lagarmi, then you should be Machmir. The Nechush Legitin Shalafanenu Shloyehebram Safik Mishenechush Lalaz Gitin Harishainim, you should be more concerned that the future Gitin should be kosher than worry about the old Gitin if they were kosher. So if you have a real legitimate problem, then in Echanami, don't be so worried about the Motzilaz, do what's right. Next, Kol Zeb in Ageya, Lebein Adam Lamokoim. If they're going to one day in the future say bad things about us, then we're allowed to take action. Even though by us doing what we're doing now, we're being motzi las in the previous generation, we don't care about that. Pikpuk means a concern. There's a concern, meikar hadin, a legitimate concern. Then you are allowed to be machmir. You have to take care of yourself first. If you're doing something which is questionable, and 10 years down the line, someone may come along and say that what you've done was wrong, then you should be machmir. Oh, but if I'm going to be machmir today, it looks like I'm being motzi las on what took place 10 years ago. That's not your problem. Your first concern is to take care of yourself. If what you're doing now is going to be under scrutiny in 10 years from now, so be machmir today, and don't be concerned that what you're doing is mechzik yehoira and you're being moitzi las in the previous generation. Kol zeben again, it's a very important rule in life. Take care of yourself. No one's going to take care of you if you don't take care of yourself. Ain ani nili. When it comes to matters, then you should be machmir. You should go to the extreme, even though your predecessors were not so machmir. Oh, you'll come now and you'll be moitzi las. They weren't so makbit. But it's kedai to be nizer in the kavod and in the and your dealings with other people, so it's you can be machmir. Okay, next case. Minui rav l'inyan echad, appointing a rav for a matter. We fought Rabbi Ach. What? A specific matter, for a specific matter. And I was saying you learned about Rabbi Ach, having Munah Agita, he was in charge of Gitin. The Birka Yosef Kosav, Mibi Ashmur, Shebekama, Meore Ashkenaz, Nohagim, Luminous, Milvad Harav, Abezdin, who based in Esh, Milvad Harav, Abezdin, who based in Oi, Shemichodim Ludini Mimonis of Gitin, Oid Mimanim Chachamim, Lohoris, Bidina Yisavahet, Bilvat, Vahoy Minig Vasikin, Ki based in Shemismana Al Chelik Prati, Kol Ma'ainoisav, Machavoisav, Bimiksoyahu, specialties. Okay, just like today, it's a double pashut amoga in the medical science, medical field. You go to a specialist. You go to a specialist, right? There's a general, everyone today is a specialist, kamat. Isn't there a Dr. Fruchter? Is that really how it is? Are there general doctors still out there?
No, they gave them names.
It's a trend.
Yeah.
I mean, they're increasing
The money to where?
To the primary care.
Primary care physicians?
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, that has been the trend the last 20 years.
So specialists.
But
now the trend, the pendulum is swinging the other direction.
Well, but that's not
a business decision.
Okay, so we have over here a specialist in halacha. And therefore, in the cities, if you have the money, they can appoint specialists for gitin, for issa v'heter, v'hu baki ma'od. That's when, that way they know exactly what they're doing. V'hu baki ma'od b'dinim ha'ahim u'b'rotayim. There are people that are specialists in certain fields. V'chein yisad ma'harimat b'kush t'nida, you can name of a city, shemolad b'shemolvad ha'batei dinim u'dinim u'moynais, v'manim ha'chamim l'issa v'heter. Okay, there were people in charge of Isser Veheter, comes to Hilchos Nida. There are people who are specialists in Hilchos Nida. There are people that are specialists in Chosh Mishri, have a Din Torah. Like, that's the way it is today. Today everyone knows you have a Shailus or Hilchos Shabbos. There are people today that specialize in certain fields. V'chul enam rashim shaltin l'rabban t'rifoy, or perish rashi, m'ori haros al hatar, there were specialists in Paschim Trefos. Now, v'hine, Bishut Afar Kisoma Afar Kisosa the Anya. Name of the Sefer Kosav Alpi Divi Haramam Shekosav Shetzorich Hanismach Lios Roy Lechol Hadvarm. Haha, Halavai. Okay, you have Smicha, you gotta be a cowboy. You gotta know everything. Sheyesh Mokim Ion Almash Noigim Los Smicha Al Hirosis and Hedel Lavad Af Shein Hanismach Yodea Bedinim Mimonis. Vishor Hilchay Satara. How can you give a Smicha to a person in Chosha Mishpat Yodea when he doesn't know Chosha Mishpat? How can big challenges, how can you give Smicha to a person in Yodea when he never in his life opened up a Mishnah Brura? Right? You have people today that learn Smicha and Yeshiva. They don't know Archaim. They don't know Shabbos. They don't know nothing. They don't even know what bracha you make on potato chips. And they get Smicha, and they're going to paskin for you about if a spoon falls into your cholent pot, a milk a spoon falls into your cholent pot. First, tell me what bracha you make on potato chips before you tell me what the halacha is when a milk a spoon falls into your pot. That's what he said. Amnon. Heyer. By the way, what bracha do you make on potato chips? Not so simple. Not so simple. Ruba deruba, it's hadama. But sometimes you make a shahakal. Okay. Ruba deruba, it's hadama. 95% of the time, it's hadama. Amnam heyer shemirashi b'tamura nira.
Just to serve it barbecued on turkey food.
Yeah.
Sliced turkey breast.
Yeah. There's a lot of flour they put in there.
A large percentage was not...
Turkey.
Not have turkey, had other things in it.
Flour, yeah.
Had filler.
What?
Chicken, beef, or they found human DNA.
Human DNA.
Well,
they just did a survey.
But you still make a shahako on all of those things. Okay, let's go by that. Okay, look. The Irish Av Mishnah Mishnah Mechalalos wrote so the words Avshad. The Sichah Yedib the Mamas Shalach Tzarav Amnam. The Irish Be Rashi Be Tmura Nira Shaf Mishnah Mishnah Mechalalos wrote the Smicha doesn't matter if it's signed LaHagoyas Shagra Shatama Al Dvar Shal Rashi. Rashi says it's okay. You get your specialty. Everyone already knows what you know. What you know, you know. You get it. This.
You
know nothing.
You're not going to remember.
You know nothing. Yet Smicha, you know nothing. Nothing. I trust, look at me. Look at me. I have smicha. I know nothing. What?
You went to a good yeshiva when they told you to admit it.
To admit it?
Yeah, a lot of people they won't admit they know nothing.
Rabbi, you know they're bracha potatoes.
Uveshut nete sorek. Hisraim Amash and Ohago Litin Heter Harabadine Veshet Vitsuma Sagidin. Here's the story, they gave specialized smicha. Certification. You have certification in being a menaker. You know how to clean out the dine veshet, the paskin on a kosher shchita, and to treber, to take out the fats, to take out the tzuma sagin. Today in America, they don't even bother with this. Today they cut out the whole part of the animal and they give it away. In Eretz Yisrael, they still do it. They still take out the gidanosh. But this is the tzuma sagin. This is tzuma sagin. This is the dika. Okay. Ki be'ein of rosha hashalom hashalshechir baydek sheyesh lachem heter al haras haveshi. Gam libam b'hoira umarim kol hoiras iser v'heta v'shelus nashim asher lo yodu ben yeminam l'smaylan. So the reason why he gave certain because he saw that This the netes sir, he saw there was hanky panky going on. People who were the shaykhid, what? I don't know who he was. I don't know. The person, the shaykhid, all of a sudden became the paisek hadar. He was paskening hilchas nida. He was paskening issa veheter, and he doesn't know the difference in his right and his left hand. With a short shevet alev is different. It's a very good thing. Certification. Everything that you do, that's the way it is in the secular world today. Today, everything you do, you have to have certification. Training, certification for every little thing that you do to be approved by experts. With a shut shevet alei because of linyan shimush hayral le mas le misyaldim to the students. The MS ef shal likvoya zman kam tzoch lasos shimush. How long do you need to do to practice to have shimush? What
apprenticeship.
Every day new things happen. The alayl is lehazir le'oyer kvod harabonim ayeshem al midin on judgment. Leval yikavu mitalmidim alahirah rak achash amdu aleim ki talmudam biyadam v'chem bikim v'halchel karab v'natzrochim. Do not give smicha to students until they really know what they're doing. Tahaynu chaynu chelik echad miyordeya kimat b'shleimus. Okay, there are three parts to chesham mishpat.
Yordeya.
So you have to at least know one volume, and he's talking about the old Shulchan Aruch, right? Today they already have 20 volumes in the new Shulchan Aruch, but at least one third of Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Kimat B'Shlemus, what? Shchita, Taruvis, Bas B'Cholov, Melicha, Treifus, Michelik Beis Yerideya, Al Koponim, Hilchais, Nidu Mikvais. And from the second Chelik, you have to at least know Hilchais Nida. And Hilchos Umigvos, Hilchos Sefer Torah, and you have to have some Archaim, you have to do some Archaim also, so that's part of your day also, Hilchos Sefer Torah, V'oid, the Chalila Limsa HaRabi Yisrael Lelaim Dim Kitzas Mitach Chitzurim, don't go from the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, you can't be a Dayan, you can't be a Pasuk, V'oid Lemit Sha'isek Rak Be Gemara, Perish and Taisvis. Just because you're a Talmudist, you know how to learn a Daf Gemara, V'le'osak B'Piskei HaShulchan Aruch V'Apayiskim Shem Kivurim L'Doros. Halacha is a new breed. It's a whole new animal. I should say, that's a nice thing to say, but it's a whole different world to know halacha. It's not like learning a daf gemara. It's a whole different type of mitzvah. Yesh letzayin. Shekol ze'omah b'nagel l'moiro hara shedai in baki ba'anal. Ulam kemuvan shebekol dar yeshna adam v'lo shedu b'baki ha'teh b'chol ha'tar kula. Of course, there are exceptions. There are people out there in the world that are exceptionally brilliant, exceptionally yari shemayim. They know everything. והלאה כמויסאי כמו שקוסם נחת של חסם סייפה בספר אחדה בשלוש כחיצה מבין גיבר עד נהר יורץ דברוי על פי רויב אוי ואויס היום שבו השאל להישב חסם סייפה שוב הרע הרמה the חסם סייפה would answer שאלס בו ביום he had a difficult the most difficult questions were presented to him and he was so brilliant he was able to paskin on that very day many gedolim when they have very difficult childless they say let me take it under advisement and let me think about it and let me search even Rav Moshe many times in very difficult talks would not answer right away. He would say, I need to look into it. He would spend nights, he would spend days until he finally clarified the matter and came up with a psak halacha. Right away. Also to husband. He needed an answer immediately. He needed an answer. Right, so he passed immediately. Rav Telus said it over by the Hesped. And Rav Moshe's Hesped, he said that. He said that Rav Moshe told Tendler that neither immediate. If you don't know the answer, guess. I once heard a rabbinic training. I heard a rabbi actually say that. Baal Bosk, if you're a rabbi, you know, Baal Bosk comes to ask you a shayla, and you don't know the answer, he actually said, he's a very chashva rav. Guess.
Educated guess.
Take an educated guess. And then, after you take an educated guess, go look it up. And if you're wrong, you call up and don't admit that you were wrong. You say, I want to clarify. You know, we had a discussion. I want to clarify. And he said, why in the world am I telling you such crazy advice? About the boss calls you up to ask you a shayla, you should take an educated guess and tell him the answer and then look into it. Because if you don't tell him a shayla right away, he'll never ask you another shayla. He'll never ask you a
shaila, and then he'll do much bigger averis.
He has no faith in you.
He's not going to have faith in you. He'll know he's, if you're his rabbi, he's not going to have faith in you. You're his rabbi. He won't ask any shaila altogether. So therefore, you have to encourage. It's a beautiful thing, encourage people asking questions. So yes. That was his speech. And then we had dinner. We had a break, National Council of Young Israel. And then came in the second rabbi for the second half of the session. Also, to talk about answering the shaylas for the Baal Batim, same theme. And he said, never, ever, ever should you paskin unless you're 100% sure. And now let me tell you something, Rabbi Isai. He says, even if you know the answer, you know the answer. It's simple as can be. Don't answer. You should first look it up and then give the answer. When someone calls you up, you tell them, okay, I hear the question. A man calls you up and says, Rabbi, do I make the bracha shlo yosani isha or do I make the bracha shlo yosani kirit sinai? Don't answer. Don't answer. Tell him, I need to think about it. Look it up within Shulchan Aruch and then call him up and quote him chapter and verse. Chapter and verse. So,
it's transgender.
They didn't have in those days. In those days, they didn't have those things. Okay, let's go weiter.
The article at the top, crazy article, that the Muslims is a transgender Shia.
Okay, yes, let's go ulam kamuvan shebchol davar, let's go further. The last paragraph, bchol bakim bchol avrim bchalach ba'etz ba'ot shekasu nechtei a few lines down. Upam shalu abba, I don't know who this is, the ksav sofer. Avi heichata marif benafshcha oiz l'chayos chitzim lemerachak l'chashiv l'shalom davar miyad Hashem b'vah shal yadcha. How do you answer so quickly? Aren't you afraid you're making a mistake? Halacha requires clarity. Bini, b'chol dar b'dar hamen Hashem ish al ho'eda sheyatzu lefneim lohayo lohem aderech lohashiv al shelosem lohat yisvegas shelohem v'yan ki rubam kikulam shalom dvar Hashem v'pi nirba alil ki min Hashemayim maskimim al zeh uvorach Hashem limarti b'chol atzorech v'kivanti b'bilti l'Hashem levadav lezlosu alkein eneni choyshev. You don't have this, I have it all over here. I didn't give it out because I didn't get so far, but it's only one line left. He basically says, I'm summarizing, yes, siyata d'shmaya. Okay, so he says, if I'm the dayan and they're relying upon me, I learned, I have the background, I have the training, I have the experience. That is the halachic process. You're allowed to take an educated guess, and your educated guess is the halacha. And certainly when you have siyata d'shmaya, dayanim are given the gift of siyata d'shmaya, that the psak halacha will be emes. If you have smicha, you have shimush, and you have experience, people are relying upon you, you will succeed in passing halacha. Okay, we'll take a short break.
This guy,
people don't want to accept an honest answer when someone says to them, I don't know.
They have no assurance. No confidence in the person.
I'll give you an example. This, as an assistant principal, I used to be in charge of ordering books. So the teachers would ask me, when are the books coming in? I don't know if there's a trucker strike in Texas or what. And I would say, I don't know, but I learned.
Give an answer.
February 20th. If it comes January, it was very good. If it comes in March, there was a truck strike. But people don't want to accept the answer. I don't know.
My daughter was a dermatologist, and nowadays, because it is, anything can be looked up very quickly at doctors. I don't know about the any kind of drug. You ask about any drug. Or any condition, she even if she doesn't know, because it's something very obscure,
she can find it out.
30 seconds, she can.
Really? Wow.
Speaking about that, on the left, they say.
No, nothing. Just one more.
The rug. Right and left. You have to put his hands down on the table and then figure it out.
The Rav?
Yeah.
Saul Aichuk?
Yes. He said right and left was a problem with him. He would have to put his hand down on the table to figure out which was his right.
Are you sure?
That's
what
they say.
That's like the accountants. You know, you ask him how much 101 is, and he takes out his pencil and goes,
you ask him, he says, and tells you what do you want it to be.
That's a Jewish account.
The other one is the agent for the football player. The guy's in college and he's failing all his courses. So they say we're going to have to throw him off the team. Let's give him a chance. So they go in and give him a chance. They ask him. He asked the guy, how much is 2 plus 2? So he said, well, he says 4. So he said, right, give him another chance, give him another chance.
But the one about the chemistry teacher said that he knew that calculators were no good for the students. He asked the students to divide by 1, and they all took out their calculators. It's true. You see it sometimes.
I had a message from Russia, you know, years ago during the oil embargo way back in the years of, I think it was Carter, when I was first married. We didn't have a set rover in the floppers. And I had to be at work at the Federal Plaza in Manhattan, so I used to go down by Young Israel. So I had Anita shot me. I didn't know who could have got past me. So, I knew Reb Moshe Davin, and M.T. Chase. So I figured, I'll walk over there. You know, I'm going to see the God on the door. I'm going to ask him. And I was shaking like crazy. And I come in, and there's Reb Dovid. So David Feinstein was there in the road. Right? Moshe had just finished davening. The oil was standing in the corner, a member of the yeshiva. So I just dropped David. I knew he wasn't going to pass in the shalom. So I said, can I ask David Shalomara? You know, through Moshe. So he goes up and said, go ahead. He's taken back. He just goes see the Golan door. So he took over the Mara and explained what it was. And I explained through him. I remember a bunch goes over to the window and decided, you know, says something to him, tell me. And Talmud comes back, it's good. And he kept the Mara. He didn't give it back. I was so shocked. What was my shock? Not so much shocked at Moshe gave it.
Accessibility. Yeah. Moshe was like that. Moshe was like that. Only the very end, only the very, very end, when he was not 100% well, then Tendler took over. Tendler decided he's taking over. And he completely limited access to Moshe. He had to go through him. And Moshe wasn't well enough to stop him. But it was Yadua. It was very well known. My father, my mother grew up on the Lower East Side. And Moshe, anyone could walk over to him.
When we were, my in-laws also lived on the Lower East Side. They lived in the next section. My Moshe was 455. My in-laws were 453. And I remember, in his later years, he davened in the house in his apartment. And we went out, my oldest son, was davening there. It was an experience.
Okay, let's begin. Rabbi, it's an interesting topic today.